Hey everyone, welcome to my podcast. This is Patty Valenzuela, the senior pastor of Ignite Movement Church in El Paso, Texas. Thank you for joining me. I hope this helps you and encourages you and helps you become all that you were created to be. Enjoy the message. We've heard great testimonies about what God is doing through these podcasts. I had an awesome testimony of a woman whose daughter was actually dying. And through these podcasts, she was just gave her life to Jesus. And her daughter is actually now healed. So we are so happy to hear all your awesome testimonies. Keep bringing them in. We look forward to hearing from you and any requests that you have. We would love to hear from you as well. So welcome today. I have been doing a series of messages on the presence of God. I am addicted to the presence of God. I love God's presence. I love His glory. I like to take care of the presence of God over my life. I think it's the most important thing of a believer is the presence of God. It is the gift that God has given us. So we have to know how to take care of it. And there's actually, I gave a message on, there's certain spots that can actually touch God and can actually beckon His presence upon our lives. And so I want to come to you really quick and give you some keys to the presence of God that I think will help you. You can apply them. They'll change your life. They'll transform you. One of the guys, an awesome guy by the name of David, one of my favorite characters in the Bible, he said it best in Psalm chapter 84, verse 10. And he said, a day in your courts or a day in your temple or a day in your presence is better than 1,000 days elsewhere. So he loved the presence of God. He was in pursuit of the presence of God. So we've got to know how to take care of it. There's actually certain keys that can enter and usher you in to God's presence. And so I want to just give you a few of them really quick. Number one, what will beckon God and His, what will get His attention? What can we do to get God's attention? What can we do to move the hand of God? And it's not some manipulation type of thing, but there are certain things that we can do that will cause us to press in for more of God. And the first thing that we've got to understand is we've got to come and take on a broken spirit. When you take on a broken spirit, brokenness, in the Bible calls it a broken and contrite heart, God will not despise. And so when you have a broken heart, not a broken heart as in a wounded heart, but a broken, contrite heart, brokenness, you are surrendered before God. And so there's a lot of things going on in the body of Christ right now and why people are living the way they are living. There's really no outpour of God's spirit being manifested. So people are having church, but there's really no outpour. There's really one of my heart's desires to bring revival into cities. And so there's no revivals. Nothing's happening. Why? Because a lot of people are not willing to come broken before God. And so what does it mean to be broken? It means mentally, emotionally, spiritually, you are relying on God. That's what brokenness means. Brokenness is something that attracts God. He said, a broken and contrite heart. He said, I will not despise. So brokenness is actually attracting God. And so we have to understand what brokenness is. He does not despise it. He doesn't reject a broken and contrite heart. So brokenness is making your intellect, your belief system, everything about you rely on Him. Your views rely on God. Your lifestyle revolves around God. That is a lifestyle that is broken before God. You are surrendered before God. You are saying, I rely solely on God. That's how you can actually increase the presence of God over your life. Now, brokenness will always prevent ego from coming in your life. Brokenness will always prevent pride from being stirred up in your life. Brokenness and having a broken heart, broken contrite heart, will always prevent arrogance from coming in your life. Even separatism or isolation or alienation, where you think that you can do it on your own. Brokenness is one of the ways that you get delivered. You get delivered from ego. You get delivered from shame. As a matter of fact, you cannot have shame and have a broken contrite heart at the same time. So if you feel ashamed, you have to come broken before God. And you're saying, God, what does that brokenness mean? It means that I rely on You. I am surrendering before You. So when people understand the power of a broken spirit, a contrite heart, they understand the power of being completely free. You are free from shame, any effect of shame. You can be completely free. So brokenness is the key to being free, even from victimization, where you feel like you're a victim.
where somebody did something to you. You've had a rough life. You've had a past, things that happened to you, traumatic things, a divorce. You know, somebody walked out on you. When you have a broken spirit and a contrite heart, you don't become a victim. You don't become a victim of your past, a victim of what happened to you. When you are broken before God and you're saying, I rely on God, and you come before God without pretense, you come before God without presumption, you come before God no matter what has happened to you, but you can actually be engulfed in God's presence. And so in the mind of God, wherever there is brokenness, there is more of, or what you're saying is, God, I believe you, I rely on you, I need you in my life. And so very few people usually come to God that way. Sometimes people have hidden motives, or they have no regard for God's presence or no fear of God, you know. But when you come with a broken, contrite spirit, you're saying, Father, you can have everything. I don't have a hidden agenda. I want to serve you. I love you. I rely on you. And so there is no agenda in your life. You know, there's no program, if you will, before God, where you live in the state of being where you rely completely on him. So brokenness is very, very important for you to cultivate the presence of God, for you to increase in the presence of God. Now, there's a difference between depression and brokenness. When I say brokenness, I'm not talking about depression. I'm not talking about you be broken where you're just crying and you're so broken because of what happened to you. No, depression is what you believe about yourself. Depression is what you are believing about yourself. You are aware of your own mishaps. You're aware and infatuated with what you don't have. You are distracted by yourself because of what you've attained, haven't attained, what you haven't reached, what you haven't accomplished. That breeds depression. I'm not talking about depression. I'm talking about brokenness. Brokenness has to do with what you see in God. He is an almighty God. So when I see God and I'm broken before him, I recognize that I am completely relying on God. So brokenness is completely different than depression. Depression sees self, my mishaps, what I don't have. Brokenness is different. Brokenness sees him. You see his righteousness. You see his goodness. You see his consistency. You see his integrity. And so it produces, listen, not inadequacy in you, but it produces brokenness before you, where you are completely surrendered before God. And you're saying, I'm the one that's inadequate. I'm the one that needs God. So you rely on him. That is brokenness, dependence on God. Brokenness will bring constant awareness of our need for God, that everything that I do, I need God. So brokenness is a constant awareness that I rely upon God, not just to exist because I need him to exist, but I'm aware that I need him in my pursuits, in my beliefs, in my passions, in my desires, in my decisions. I need God. The second secret that I want to share with you is gratitude. Another way that you can increase in the presence of God and be aware of the presence of God is gratitude. So number one, you've got to be broken before God, rely on him. And the second thing is you've got to be very grateful. Gratitude is an automatic door to the presence of God. Gratitude is the gateway for more of the glory of God upon your life. When you go into God's presence with a list, you may not really find him there. When you go before God's presence and you bow your knees and you lift up your hands and you lift up your heart before him and you're broken before him, listen, and you're saying, God, I thank you. And you will start to articulate and you start to express your gratitude and you go before God. The Bible says it best. He said, enter his gates with thanksgiving. So when you enter his gates thanking him, God, I thank you. I am grateful. Well, what am I grateful for? For what's coming. Because God is not done with you yet. When you say, thank you, God, for your presence, because your presence is with me. And though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, you are with me. You take care of me. You guide me. And so for more of God's presence, more of God's glory, there has to be a gratitude. Now, a lot of people, and you may be listening to me, you may feel entitled. I've met so many people, even leaders, and they just feel entitled. They just feel entitled. They feel it's owed to them. Listen, nothing is owed to us. We should be grateful to God. We should be grateful for our salvation. And if I want to go deeper in the glory of God, deeper in the presence of God, I have to start rehearsing what I'm grateful for. That you are grateful because he gave you a car. You are breathing. And just say, thank you, God. God, I thank you for this year. God, I thank you that I'm growing. God, thank you for delivering me. Thank you that I'm not the same person that I used to be. God, thank you for your plans. God, thank you that I'm not perfect, but God, you are perfecting that which is in me. Thank you for your provision. And you start having a gratitude towards God. Thank you for your blood. Thank you for what you did on the cross. When you enter into his gates with thanksgiving, it starts to shift. When you start to articulate what you're grateful for, thank you, God, you are with me. Thank you, Lord, that you give me the desires of my heart. When you go in that way, it shifts the atmosphere. I'm going to challenge you. Every day when you get in your car, just start thanking him. When you are cooking, just start thanking him. Watch what's going to happen in your life. Things are going to start to shift. And so sometimes we are so intoxicated, you know, with other things. I want you to be intoxicated with the goodness of God. Intoxicated with how good God is. Start singing to him the goodness of God. So if you want to experience more of God's presence, I'm telling you, you want to shift, get into the realm of gratitude. I'm going to pray for you right now. And I'm going to just declare that there's a spirit of gratitude that's going to fall upon you. A broken spirit upon you, that you surrender everything to God. Just right there where you're at, just begin to thank him. God, thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your consistency. Thank you because you have a nature that is so good. Thank you, God. I am broken before you. I rely on you. And I am so grateful for what is coming. I love you. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your love. Thank you because you've not quit on me. Thank you that others walked away, but you didn't walk away. Thank you, God, because the presence is going to start to increase in my life. Thank you, God, because you are a good God. So I'm going to sing to you and I'm going to praise you. And just begin to do that. And just begin to release utterances out of your mouth of gratitude. And watch how the atmosphere is starting to change right now. And just throughout the day, I want to challenge you. Start thanking him for his goodness. Thank you, God. Thank you for your consistency. Thank you because you've always been there. You've never left me. You've never forsaken me. Just thank him right there. And Father, I just pray for every person. And I declare that the presence of God is going to increase in every viewer. The presence of God is being made manifest. And as a matter of fact, those watching me, you're going to start to feel God's presence again. You're going to have the presence of God increase again in your life. And just begin to thank him. Thank him, thank him, thank him. Because he's so good. And he's deliberate in everything that he does. So thank him, thank him, just thank him. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. I want you to practice those two things. I want you to rely on God. And I want you to be grateful all the time. And watch what God is going to do in your life. Things are about to shift over your life. So rejoice, because great things are coming to you. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. And until next time, make sure you tune in every Monday. And throughout the week, you will see it on our YouTube channel. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel. Hit the little bell and you will always get notifications when I'm posting or uploading something. You want to stay in tune with what God is doing. Please follow us on Instagram and Facebook. And we will see you next time. Blessings to everybody. We love you guys.
Hello, this is Saul, producer of the APV podcast. Make sure you go online to podcast.ignitemovement.org to hear episodes that have been archived. Link down below.